Hello, and welcome to the Heavenbound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. What it means to be like Jesus in the 21st century. We introduced that thought this past Wednesday, and Roger, today, over the course of the next couple of Fridays, we want to ask the question, what's it really mean to be like Jesus?
You know, if we had a blank sheet of paper and we started listing the attributes of Jesus, and we talk about his kindness, his generosity, his goodness, high on that list, near the top, would be holiness. God is holy. That's a thought that's found throughout the Old Testament, even into the New Testament. And so for today, we're going to talk about being like Jesus means you and I are to be holy. Boy, that just brings all kinds of different ideas for people. Some of them is just kind of a discouraging idea. They think they're going to have to sell everything they have and just live like a miser because of that. Some people have the idea it's something that you can never become. But here in 1 Peter chapter 1, as we're kind of looking at some theme verses here, Peter tells us in verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So we need to understand that when we talk about being like Jesus, it's more than just being nice. It's more than just giving a big tip to the waitress at the restaurant or being generous somewhere. It's starting by having the character and the heart like God. We start with this idea that we are to be holy. In the book of Revelation in chapter 4, as we read about the creatures surrounding the throne, and it says the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. The book of Psalms tells us that God's name is holy, or hallowed, we would sometimes say. Hallowed be thy name. So as we begin this lesson today, we talk about we are to be holy like God is holy. Let's start with, what does that mean? What is holiness?
Yeah, that's a good question, and one that I have thought for a long time. How do you put that in very simple terms? Holy is one of those tricky words where we use other words to try and explain that word. It doesn't have a very easy, succinct definition. And so we say to be holy is to be distinctive, for instance. It's different from what is around it. We use the word sacred. To be holy is to be sacred. To be holy is to be dedicated to God. Roger, one of the things that has helped me is actually to use, I'm pretty sure it's a made up word, but at least it helps my conception of it and seems to help others. The real meaning of holy, as I understand it, is to be otherly. It's to be different from everything else around it. It stands out as something that is, it's not blending in, it's not going with the flow. It is something distinct that has an impact on its environment.
So let's use a couple of everyday illustrations.
Yeah.
Now, not that this is equal to God, because they're not, but things we will understand. In your kitchen cabinets, you got your everyday dishes. You'll come home this evening, pull them out, and cook your dinner on them. You may even use paper plates. We do that a lot. But tucked away somewhere in some special cupboard or somewhere is your special dishes. Yeah.
Otherly dishes.
Otherly. You bring them out maybe at Thanksgiving. Maybe you only eat on them once a year. Some of you may have china, and that's very special. And you wouldn't just put your hot dogs on there and go outside for a picnic on your china because it's too special or otherly. I think another illustration of this is the idea of a wedding dress, how that's special. And even though the wedding may be years ago, that's tucked away somewhere up in a box in a closet or an attic somewhere, and it's still special. It has special significance to it. And pity the poor husband who's out washing his car and he tries to dry it with his wife's wedding dress. Okay.
Right.
He will be in trouble because he's not treating it as otherwise. He's not treating it as special. He's treating it as common. So to be holy means God is not like everything else. God is different. God is unique. There's only one like our God. Throughout the book of Isaiah, 2-3 times, Isaiah would say, who will I compare to you? There is nothing to compare to God. Nothing is like God. So that concept, that definition, to be different, not because we are better than others, but different because we're following Jesus. That's the idea of otherwise or special or unique, as we use that word.
Yeah, and I really want you to slow down and think about what Roger has just said, because that is absolutely key. I'm afraid that some people, when they hear the word holy and then they hear words like special, it's easy to begin thinking in terms of, okay, because I'm a Christian, I'm special. Because I'm a disciple of Jesus, that makes me somehow better than the people around me. And the way that Roger, those last few words are absolutely key. We are different because we are following Jesus. We are on different footing because we have been transferred by God into the kingdom of light. This is not based upon the color of our skin or the language that we speak or where we grew up, our family tree, nothing like that whatsoever. What makes us different, distinct, otherly in the world is the fact that we have become learners, followers of Jesus who are being transformed to be like him. Roger, to borrow from what you read earlier in 1 Peter, in all of our behavior.
Yeah, and you know, it's not like, okay, here's two classes of people. One is better than the other. No, yeah. We're not saying that. In fact, what God wants, he wants all of us to be holy.
Yeah.
His desire is for the whole creation to be holy. And that would happen when we follow Jesus Christ. Another Peter passage, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Now, he's not talking about America there, okay? He's talking about the group of people who follow Jesus. We are a nation, even though we're spread out all over this planet, that follow Jesus Christ. And what we do is we proclaim his excellencies. We follow the Lord. And so to be holy, and we mentioned this in our lesson on Wednesday, from that 1 Peter passage, he says, be holy as I am holy. He doesn't say, do some good stuff. Go to church once in a while. This is what you have become. This is what you are. You are to be holy from the inside out. So this means our thinking has been rewired, we may say. Our outlook has been rewired. We are now considering things from the standpoint of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and to tie this to our little mini-series here in February, how special that God didn't just give us instructions, how special that we haven't simply been given a decree, but we've been given a living, breathing example to follow.
So we look at Romans, for instance, Romans chapter 12. This is a one way we become this way. This is how we learn. How can I be holy? Now, one thing we have to understand is that the world we live in is not holy. I think Jesus would be bothered by some of the TV shows on the channels today. I think Jesus would be bothered by some things on Facebook today. And what we got to ask ourselves is, do they bother me? How can I be like Jesus if I know, well, Jesus wouldn't watch this. Jesus wouldn't post those things. He wouldn't put a like on those things. Why am I? And so in Romans 12, one way we understand how do we become holy, Paul tells us in verse 1, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so there we have this contrast. Don't do what the world's doing. Be other. Be different. And you do that by the renewing of your mind, by rethinking things, by replacing your thoughts with the thoughts that Jesus would have us.
Goes back to one of our key verses from our Wednesday episode in Luke chapter 6 and verse 40. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. We talked about the humility necessary to come to Jesus, a level of receptivity that I'm willing to hear what he says and apply it, and then invest myself, right? I'm determined. Training takes determination. But what's the point of the training? Not that somehow I would fill my head with things that now enable me to look down on other people. No, it's that I would recognize, I would have new eyes to see the way that we spent all of 2020 talking about just how unholy this world in which I live really is. But again, the goal is not simply to be, okay, well, look at this world. It's just absolutely pitiful, and God sure is lucky to have me on his team, that I see all of these things that other people can't see. No, it's that I'm not going to be conformed, but I'm going to be transformed to be like Jesus in the world. The Son of God walked among us in space and time 2,000 years ago. But one of the wonders of the gospel is Jesus, in a very real sense, ought to be walking around the world today in the form of his disciples who have been trained to be like him, trained to be different from the world around them.
You know, how disappointed we would be if we were reading the Gospels and the Holy God came to this world and we found the passage where Jesus is with the apostles. They're sitting away from the village somewhere. They're just out camping. And Jesus says, hey, I heard this funny story. It's a little rude and crude, but I got to tell it to you. Man, that would just change our image of Jesus. Jesus would not do that. Or we turn our Bibles and there's this passage and there we find Jesus in a tavern and he's drinking alcohol with someone else. That would just change our image of Jesus, because we think, well, he's become what the world is. And that's what we're driving at, is that we live in this world, but we can't let the world impact us. We can't let the world define us. We can't let the world change us. We have to be like Jesus. And I believe one of the hardest and most critical things that we need to understand is when someone is an unholy Christian. Those two words do not belong in the same sentence. And for someone to be a Christian, but to be unholy, he's missed it. Something is not right. So Jason, let's talk about, what's this look like? So I'm hearing this podcast, and I understand God wants me to be holy. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is that that's got to be the preachers and the elders, because that's the elite squad, and they got to. And you know, I'm out here, I'm a mechanic, or I'm, you know, some guy out here, and there ain't no way I can be holy. And, you know, so what would it look like for me to be holy?
Yeah, I think the first thing Jesus would say to us is there is no such thing as an elite squad, right? We are all to be servants, disciples of the teacher. And of course, one of the absolute best places we could possibly go is his great Sermon on the Mount, right? Poor in spirit, someone who recognizes their need for help, someone who mourns over their sin and recognizes their need for a different path altogether, someone who is meek, willing to be transformed by this master, someone who has a different appetite from the rest of the world. I'm hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And then you listen to these next few Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful. In a cutthroat world where I'm going to hold a grudge as long as I'm alive, disciples of Jesus are merciful, pure in heart, makers of peace. And we just keep reading his Sermon on the Mount. Disciples of Jesus, men and women who are dedicated to holiness, they handle anger in ways that are otherly from the world. They're not dominated by lust, not because in and of themselves they have great strength or determination. It's because Jesus has freed the holy person from that bondage and refined their appetites and given them something greater to look to. Disciples of Jesus take God's edicts about marriage and divorce and remarriage seriously, and that makes us different, otherly than the rest of the world. We don't retaliate. We love even our enemies, on and on and on. You just read the Sermon on the Mount and you get a master class in, if I follow this Jesus and apply what he is telling me, at times, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb in this world around me.
Absolutely. And that's that otherly. And so the world is trying to convince you you can be a paper plate in this world. And Jesus says you have the potential to be China.
Yeah.
And why settle for the paper plate? Another great passage, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Defilement's just dirt. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about the dirt in the carpet, but the dirt that's in our hearts. And so the words we use, we're going to talk differently than everyone else talks. Why? Because we got Jesus in us. Our attitude is not going to be what everyone else's is. Ours is different. It's going to be what Jesus is. We're going to have this mind of Christ, as Paul told the Philippians. Our behavior, our value system, what impresses us, is not going to be watches and names and brands and square foot and all those are the things that the world's impressed with. What's going to impress us is character and heart and love and Jesus. And one of the things this lesson is going to teach us is this expression that everybody, we hear it all the time. Everybody says this, not the otherly person. Everybody watches this show, not the otherly person. Everybody likes this, not the otherly person. Everybody does this, not the otherly person. You see, he's not following the world, he's following Jesus. That's how we become holy, like God wants us to be.
Yeah, I think one just practical key as we round this episode off, back there at the end of what you read from Romans 12, 1 and 2, the holy person is dedicated to discerning God's will. That's why Roger and I have taken the time in the middle of a busy week to record this podcast, because we're dedicated to discerning the will of God, and we want to give you something to think about in the middle of the week so that the will of God is at the top of your mind. That's what disciples of Jesus do. We don't trumpet how special we are. We don't create artificial classes where we look down on other people. We're simply seeking to understand what is God's will for Friday in the middle of February 2021. I want to study that will. I want to follow that will. I want to unashamedly model that will so that perhaps someone else sees that will and they start following Jesus all the way to heaven just like we are.
What a great blessing and privilege and promise that we can be holy as God is holy. That's just something really to think about. And so how that comes about is by filling my heart with the Word of God. Let the Word of Christ richly dwell within you. And so I've got to get more of God in me and less of the world in me. I've got to be more impressed with God than let the world impress me. That's how we become holy. And it's that desire and that choice that we make. Why is it some are this way and some are not? It's not status. It's not backgrounds. It's a matter of choice. And God wants you to be holy, and you can.
What's it mean to be like Jesus? Wednesday, we spent some time just trying to establish it is not only possible, it is our calling, the calling to everyone created in the image of God. What's it mean to be like Jesus? Well, it means to be holy, as God is holy. Lord willing, a week from today, next Friday, we'll talk about faithfulness to God. It's one thing to discern God's will. It's another thing to faithfully walk within that will. 2 weeks from today, we'll talk about the compassion of Jesus. But we appreciate you joining us today for the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope that it's helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for your journey as you head into this weekend. We encourage you to remember, as you're walking with Jesus, you're walking in the pathway of holiness, you're heaven bound by God's grace, and the best is yet to come. Thanks for listening.